Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are listening to Pastor Elvis Ajiman. Pastor Elvis Ajiman is the founder of Grace Mountain Ministry and the convener of Alpha R. Follow Pastor Elvis on podcast. Podcast added for Android users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis, and podcast for Apple users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And now today's message. Stay blessed.
Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. Say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Do you know that this prophet called Ezekiel was the only prophet, one of the prophets, let me say, because John showed up later, but was the only prophet in the Old Testament that had the privilege to have the detailed, invincible image of the Godhead that sits on the throne? Whatever made him have that privilege, I can't tell. But he's the only one that God gave the privilege to see him. And he's the only one God gave the privilege to see the king of Tyrus, who wasn't existing, but who was once called the Lucifer, that ruled the earth before Eden, the experience of man in Eden. Why God gave him that privilege, nobody can tell. But he had the detailed revelation of the glory of God that even Isaiah couldn't capture. But Ezekiel could capture what God is made of, the mineral God is made of, the kind of fire God is made of, the kind of throne God is sitting on. He could capture everything, the image of God from his waist down and from his waist up. Ezekiel could capture it. Then he could also capture Lucifer to his tiniest particle that he was made with. Then he begins by describing Lucifer as the king of Tyrus. That's the king of the world, because he once ruled the world. Thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum. Thou sealest up the sum means that totality of perfection was you. So when you meet Lucifer, you have met completion. He sealed the sum total of everything that must be complete was Lucifer. He said, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. So have you seen Adam was not first the one to encounter Eden? There was somebody there before Adam. That is why God told Adam, form a hedge. If you check the Hebrew, it is to build a fence against an enemy. So Adam should have asked God, that God, who is he? I'm the only creation. So who should I form a hedge against? Because if I am the only creation, then there is no need for protection of what you have given me. So who is out there? That means that where God planted Adam, he planted somebody first. And that was the king of Tyrus. He was in the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardis. Now he's telling the very particle by which Lucifer was made with. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the orange, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes were prepared in thee in the day thou was created. That means tabrets and pipes, instruments were made in him. So the man didn't have to worship and need instrumentalists. Instruments were in him, so he worshiped with his own instruments from within. Verse 14, then he opens up who he is talking about. Thou art the anointed cherub. So now what I'm, the king I'm talking about was a cherubim. Thou art the anointed cherub that covered. If you check the Hebrew word of the covered, means to form a hedge. So he was the one that must form a hedge around the throne of God. So the one that must protect God's throne later wanted the throne. I'm going ahead of me. The one that must protect the throne now started eyeing the throne. He's a cherub that covered. So his job was to cover the presence against other angels. Later, he was the one that wanted to ascend the throne. Sometimes when God gives you something to protect, don't hide. An enemy messenger can be breaking it down. And many of us think that Satan was wrong here. But some of us, we have taken over what God told us to protect for him. The very souls God told us to protect for him, we have taken them for ourselves. The very anointing he told us to protect for him, we have taken over it and we have done business with it. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. And I have said thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of... Have you seen his protection? He was walking up and down around the mountain. Nobody dares this mountain. But over time, he started lasting after that mountain and wished to be there. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. So this man did his work perfectly until iniquity was found in him. Isaiah was the one that revealed that iniquity and that evil. And the evil was, I will ascend to the mountain of the Lord, and I will set my throne, and I will also be like the Most High. That was his evil. But Isaiah didn't tell us what led and what motivated that inspiration in his heart. Nobody rises to want to become like God until something ignited his lust. So it was Ezekiel that told us some few things that started gradually in the life of Lucifer that inspired the evil that he wanted to be like the Most High. And that has been the seed of evil in him. It has not changed. That has been the seed of evil that he has used to make all men also sin against the Most High. So Ezekiel begins to break down. While this Lucifer, the anointed cherub, operated between the Eden garden of the Lord and the mountain of the Lord, the things that started to transpire in his life on earth and his life around the mountain of God that made him stand for that evil. Are you getting the point? And he mentioned three things that began to happen to Lucifer that made him a victim of evil. And these are the three that still runs the world today. So until iniquity was found in thee, then he begins to mention three iniquities that inspired one evil that a man and a cherub would want to be like God. Verse 16 said, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. So whilst the guy was still on the mountain of God, he was still doing merchandise. Merchandise, multitude of thy merchandise, multitude of thy trading. The first seed of iniquity that inspired the evil was the technology of trade. When Lucifer began to see that I can use what I have to get what I don't have, I'm telling you how he won one third of the angels of God. It was by the multitude of merchandise. When he started using his privileges with God to win the heart of those who are not close to God.
Hey, my God.
I'm telling you, one of the strengths of the enemy to win whoever he wants is called the system of trade. And the book of Revelation 18 calls the Babylonian merchandise. It's the system of Babylon and its merchandise, a trading system. Where the devil can come to you and tell you, this is what I have that you don't have. And if you can agree to this, then this is what I can offer you. Sir, can I tell you something? What the world and humanity came to meet was a system of iniquity called the multitude of merchandise. And the devil has run with this system outside the knowledge of man. The man don't know, humanity doesn't know, that the secret code by which this world is run is merchandise. Trade. Exchange. Every single day God wake you up to face the world. He woke you up to face trading. He woke you up to face trading. So Jesus came one day and he gave us a little clue of the system that runs the world. Then he looked at them, innocent people, and he told them, what shall I profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? What shall it profit? So you see, there are some key words there. What, the first word is profit. That means there is a trading system that everybody is fighting for profit. The next thing is gain and lose. The next thing is wealth and soul. So it's either you are gaining the world to lose your soul, or you are gaining your soul to lose the world. It is a trading system that everybody must meet. There are two ways by which the devil claims things. He said that by the multitude of your merchandise, you have filled yourself with violence. He gains two things, things by those two things, either by trading or by violence through robbery. He's a thief. So if he's not using violence to steal, he's using trading to get. In this world, it is a loss or gain matter. Everything you are into is a trading system. The components in this trading platform is simple: the world and the things in it, and your soul. And your soul, the world and what is in it, and your soul is the two components. That's what the devil is using. He has the world, you have your soul. So if you want what I have, give me what I need. I don't need anything from you. I need your soul. So Jesus came. Do you know he used the trading system on Jesus? Bow to me and I give you. His system is trade. His system is trade. It's either you are losing or you are gaining. This world, any time you step out under the 24 hours, you lose or you gain. It is a profit venture. It's a profit venture. Do you know that when the devil was actually deceiving Adam, it was a trading system? It was that when Adam finished, he realized he has lost his soul. Whilst I sit here, these things I'm telling you, many of you may not understand the mystery behind what I'm telling you. But it's the devil who is seated in hell right now that knows that I'm opening the eyes of some thousands to a secret that has been hidden. When the devil wants what he doesn't have, he throws in what men don't have. And sometimes he can throw in a song. It's a gain or lose matter. He throws in an icon. It's a gain or loss matter. What shall it profit a man? Jesus finished and said, what shall you exchange? It is an exchanging platform. You want another name for this world? It's called the exchange platform. It's called the exchange platform. Your greatest asset is your soul. The devil's greatest asset is his wealth. And every single minute of the day, he is giving out what he doesn't have to get what he needs. That is why he showed Jesus the glories of the world. He showed him. It was in Revelation 18 that John showed us the various components of the world that the devil uses for his trade. Yesterday you went out and you came back home. But when you came, can I ask you a question? What did you sell? How was market? It is a merchandise system. How was market? Unfortunately, people are on exchange platforms they don't know. So people have sold their lives when they were not aware that it was business they were doing. Let me show you. He said, and the metals of the earth. So have you seen the earth is full of metals? When you read the earlier verses, he will tell you that the merchants of Babylon is a Babylonian system. He said, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her. This is when God decides to bring judgment on the system of merchandise. And it will be later, after rapture. By that time, the enemy has gotten whatever he wants. He said, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her. For no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls. This group represent money and currency. Gold, silver, precious stones. So you see, currency is a main commodity of the merchandising system. Then he continues, fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet. This group represent fashion. Fashion. So the first component is currency, money. The second will be fashion. Fashion. He said, and all thine, all thine wood, and all manner vessels of ivory, and all manner vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble. If you see marble and wood, you are talking about construction. The things that you will use to buy your soul. That's what heaven opened up to you. Construction. And cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense. These ones represent pharmaceutical and medicinal industries. When you talk of cinnamon, odors, ointments, frankincense, we are talking about medicinal stuff. that he will use. And nothing will be to me call lab, no akoye yare, no body aba. These are things that the devil will engage people on. Okay. Wine and oil and fine flour and feet and beast and sheep. This one is talking about the food industry. You see, and horses and chariots, the transportation system. So everybody wants to own a Ferrari. Everybody wants to own a private jet and stand before the private jet and take a picture. Are you seeing that? Okay. Then slaves, and slaves is part of the merchandise system. Slaves, employment sector. Employment sector will be part of it. So there are secretaries right now who are not in a job on the merit of certificate, but on the merit of sleeping with boss. Merchandise. So we will use the employment sector to merchandise the souls of men. Then he finishes. The last one is the souls of men. The last one is the souls of men. So they will use the souls of men to win the souls of men. And so you see an icon. BBYOYOCCC. And you are dying. That is how a soul of a man saved the soul of a man. So he will use currencies. He will use fashion. There are certain clothes if you agree to wear. Sir, you can't tell me that it's the Spirit of God inside of you. He will use construction so that you want to kill to have that house. He will use transport. Use transport. Yes. So that the girl will sit at the front. No matter what and no matter where she will be taken to, the fact that she is at the front of a Range Rover, she is fine. She will use the cars and the transport. My boy, they make code Dubai. Yeah, code Dubai. We travel a plane ticket, first class. Yeah, code Dubai. Transport. We transport you. The next is slavery. Anything that makes men serve, then they use it as a point. Do you know that there are some people who joined a occultic group for the sake of position in a job? Slaves. Slavery. Slavery. That's the employment sector. And then the souls of men. Souls of men. He gets one soul and he uses that soul to get other souls. I've explained all this to you to let you know that there is a secret exchange that is going on. It is system of this world, buying and selling the souls of men. This was the secret seed of iniquity that started showing up in the heart of the anointed cherub that led him to evil. And the Bible said, today the same Babylon, it has now moved from one anointed cherub and have become a system called Babylon that is running the world. Sir, be careful what you want to sell. Because you will never get the profit. The profit is already determined to who it must go to before the merchandising system began. Satan has always had the profit. From the one-third angels he could pull to today's soul is winning, none of them had the profit. He has always been the one that has the profit. That's why Jesus said, what shall it profit you? The devil has always been the one that laughed at the end of every merchandise that a man engaged in. In the days of Adam, he was the one that got the prophet. In the days of Cain, he was the one that got the prophet. In the days of Noah, he was the one that got the prophet. At the end, the whole world was destroyed. Count it. The prophet has never gone to anybody that did business with him. Sister, after you wear your show your back and show your stomach, the prophet will be to him. After you drink what you have to drink, did you see wine in the after you drink what you have to drink, the prophet will go back to him. I don't think today I can handle the tray. No, I can't. The merchandise is enough for today. Some people are selling what they shouldn't sell. That's why Jesus said, when he gave them anointing for the first time, freely have you received. Freely give, because he knows that the system of this world corrupts any precious thing that a man receives. If you don't take care, you will sell anointing, you will sell your body, you will sell your time, you will sell your energy for a profitless venture. And that is what many of us are doing. It is God that called, it is God that anointed, but it's the devil that did business. One of the pain in the heart of God is that the devil is doing business on the precious things he invested in all men. Somebody is listening to me now, doesn't know that his soul is more valuable than everything the devil has to offer. If you are into witchcraft, I want to tell you, it's a wrong business. You just traded wrongly. If you are into any occult group, I'm telling you, you just traded wrongly. All the things, Babylonian components of trade, I said, doesn't mean if you are into any of them, it's wrong. But be careful how you trade in that. You can be in the fashion business, but make sure you don't do business for the devil with it. You can be in the construction, make sure. You can be in the food, make sure. You can be in the pharmaceutical, medical, make sure. Do you know the number of people in medical field that do business with selling body parts? Kai. Do you know people?
Jesus.
I'm telling you. We have entered into wrong businesses. Some of you are too young to enter into business with the devil the way you have. You are too young for that. 21 years, you have already finished and signed the business. You are only dancing in church. Business is already signed. Trade is done. By the multitude of your merchandise. That is why when Jesus, do you know that Jesus entered the temple and shipped people twice? John chapter 2, he entered and shipped. When he was dying, when he was coming to die, entered Jerusalem. Luke 21, he entered and shipped. And all of them was merchandise. Why have you turned my father's house into a house, a den of thieves? He knew this is what brought the anointed cherub down. And it will bring anybody God anoints down. When this heart begins to jeer to the multitude of merchandise, when you think you can make profit out of something God asks you to do, you are finished. People are finished working about you. The evil of rough merchandise has come upon them. They have done business with their bodies and have done business with their souls. And you know that your soul is the aspect of you that deals with God. That is why when the devil should do business with you, what he needs is the aspect of you that is in touch with God, so that he can cut you off from God. And there are many of you, you know the business you did that made you so dry, you can't hear God again. There are many of you, you know the trade you went into. The trade you went into that today you can't feel him, you don't have visions anymore. That serene atmosphere you had with God is gone. In the week of overcoming evil, praying over trade, praying over business, wrong business. Do you know the number of Alefu Fahila? Do you know the number of people who are praying on top of pornography on their phones? The devil took the soul of somebody to win your soul. Two people on naked having sex to win your soul. You are busy watching. You are praying over it. Praying over it for what? Can't you see his business? Can't you see showbiz? His business beyond the world? It's deeper than you think. Even the actors in this don't know that it's business upon business. It's business beyond business.
Jesus!
The anointed cherub's iniquity that was found in him was the multitude of merchandise that filled him with violence. And he will go every extent to get the profit. So when Jesus was about to depart, he said, the prince of this world come and he has nothing. I did no business with him. I did no business. The prophet asked me to go and seek somebody's name, so he used to prophesy. Lord, it was a wrong business. It was a wrong business. My pastor slept with me and told me that is his kind of calling. It was a wrong business. You were able to master an idea to keep stealing from your company. It was a wrong business. You just exchanged your soul. So have you seen we are all businessmen and women? We are merchants of Babylon. We are the merchants. So it is in the judgment day, the Bible said the merchants of Babylon will sit and weep over Babylon. I pray by that time you would have saved your soul.
Amen.
In heaven.
Amen.
You will not be part of the merchants that will cry.
Amen.
Over Babylon.
Amen.
You see, so somebody will ask a very important question. So, Pastor Elvis, should I not get involved in any of this? No. God made it so. You are to get involved in all of them. But you must be as wise as a serpent to know when it is being turned into a Babylonian merchandise. So you have to seek for employment. But if employment is demanding more than just going to serve, then you should know you are being turned into a slave in the merchandise of Babylon. When we demand that we will employ you, but you must... You must take this oath. You must do this. You must bow to this. You must be part of this secret society. You must be this. Then you should know that this is beyond employment. If people begin to engage your fashion business in a way that you begin to dress people like Mehmet, then you should know that somebody wants to move your business into a Babylonian merchandise. So many of us have fallen victims and we didn't know. And this evil have crept to the church. And the church has started doing business gradually with Babylon. And we are not aware. The system with the church is not different from the system that God told Moses that he will go and face in Egypt. Oh, the devil does not come to the church with his head. He comes to do business with the church with his tail. I call it the mystery of the tail. When God told Moses, pick the serpent by the tail, that means you are going to face something that will tell you that I don't want to be the head, just let me be the tail. And truly, when he went to Egypt, he went to meet Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, okay, Just serve your God here. And let's all manage here. I will allow you to serve your God here. That is when Satan tells you that I will allow you to openly confess Jesus. But secretly, let's get this going. So that is when he comes with his tail. And the book of Revelation says that he pulled one third with his tail. The tail of the devil is stronger than his head. So the devil is not interested in you confessing him that you serve him. Confess Jesus that you serve Jesus. But when you go home, go and be addicted to pornography. So I am comfortably being the tail. Let Jesus be the head. That is the kind of business he's doing with the church. So a pastor knows what to say in pulpit, but at home, everything devil is what he does. A normal believer knows how to write things on social media for us to know he did his morning devotion. But after that status, there are things that happens in his or her room that God will have no business with. So what the devil is doing with the church is that I do not cast Jesus' business out. Manage both of us. Manage both of us. And we are comfortably managing Jesus and the devil. And this same Ezekiel, between Ezekiel chapter 8 and Ezekiel chapter 10, described how the children of Israel managed God and demons and other gods in the temple of the Lord. The 70 elders were bowing to other gods in God's temple, and God dwelt with other gods in his temple for 100 years, and then suddenly the cherubims came to lift up the glory of God. And then later he begins to describe Lucifer, and Lucifer's business with the church today is that serve God, and it is God that is a jealous God. I am not. It is God that wants you to serve only him. I am not. He's like Pharaoh coming to you and telling you that serve your God in our land. The devil's strategy right now with the church to do business with the church is as simple as manage both of us and everything is fine. Am I making sense here?
Yes, sir.
It is the week of overcoming evil. You can't overcome the evil you don't know. And many of you are doing business with Babylon and you are not aware. You are not aware. So, the devil has successfully told you that you are boys, so feel free. The devil has successfully made you know you are girls, so feel free. So you only deal with Christ and you deal with God when there is a problem. Or you deal with God Sunday morning 7 to 9:30. And then, you see, those people even go to church without a book, without a Bible, without this, or court church, even in the church, no jina ne phone, so Instagram. Because with their beard, so he has every right to feel free. The devil has already finished business with you. Their beard. To your boys, no a beard in the bathroom, sene kakra. Now, I sorry them, I can't deny it, so no their Instagram. Now doing a bad day preaching because amen. No at all. Because no usher has the right to tap me or untap me near. And we have done business with the tail, confessing the head. So a little Jesus, a little devil, a little church, a little world. A little evil, a little good, a little holy, a little dirty, a little worldly song, a little gospel song, a little pornography, a little Christian movie. When we chance on a 5-minute sermon, we watch. When we chance on comedy, we watch. A little here, a little there. And the business has thrived for many years. The devil is in business with the church. Oh, singer, sing to worship God and live to honor the devil. I'm telling you. Do you know the abortions that goes on in choir? Do you know music leaders that are dating 3 girls at a time? Sing to worship Jesus. Live to worship devil. That's what is happening. You don't need me to, I don't need anybody to tell you that I am a target of the kingdom of darkness. Because you may not get anybody to tell you this. This business, the merchandise of the devil, is a secret. Nobody must know that they are in business with the devil. Nobody must know that this earth is an exchange platform. Nobody must know. Nobody must know. It was Apostle Paul that told Timothy that be careful who you lay hands on, otherwise you take their sin. Even laying hands is exchange. It's an exchange platform. It's an exchange platform. So don't be in his. Stay with God till he cleanses you. Stay with God until you have no business. The prince of this world, he has nothing. He has nothing in me means he has no business with me. Satan is a strategist in business circle. And he has done trade and successfully profited in the lives of many. And in the generation that is a secular, worldly generation, he is unable to count his profit on the lives of men. He's unable to count his profit. He has successfully destroyed churches because his business was strong in the church. I'm shifting the business back to church. Because there are many church folks right now listening to me who didn't even know this, but they were ready to pray to deal with evil. But they didn't know that the realm of evil was being fostered on the platform of business and trade. Do you know there are some words you are not supposed to say? The moment you say them, you just traded something. Oh, child of God, why are you so blind? That evil has thrived these many years. You see, the way this week I'm not in eager to lead you to pray. Because we have prayed so blind that many people whose prayers should have catapulted them in life are still where they are. Because they didn't understand the secret by which Satan owns men. That is why his target is soul, the souls of men. He cut you off God. So every shouting to God means nothing. He owns the best part of you. He owns the best part of you. What the devil is dealing with is ownership. He has his own. He has his own. It's for business. My time is about. I've showed you a parable of Jesus, the sower. The one who went to sow tares. He said the tares are the children of Satan, who cause many to offend. They cause the children of God to offend. So the devil comes to plant his souls he won, to cause the souls God has won to offend. So he used souls to win souls. Sir, there are deep stuff. That is stuff. Be careful where your money goes. Be careful what your eyes watch. Be careful what your hand touch. Be careful where your feet goes. It is a trading system. You didn't go for pleasure for free. You traded something. You didn't watch that pornography for free. After that 1 hour, something was traded. Whatever the devil offers you is to take something else back. Turn back and make an inventory of your life. What has been traded? And begin to cry to the Lord that, Lord, mercy. I just made the wrong business.
Mercy.
Have you realized that there are some people who used to say, I was in the church.
I was very zealous, and they did something to me. No, you did a wrong business. The devil only profited on you. He did it. It was not men that sucked you. It was a wrong business from the devil that sucked you out of God's church. Obi said, "I'm a Christian, so no." I was on fire. It is not time you don't have. You traded wrongly, and the result and the profit of the devil was that he drove you out of your zealousness. He drove you out. I'm talking to people right now that you can say, "I used to see visions." It's not demonic attack. It was wrong business. It was wrong business. And the profit of the devil was to distill that grace on your life. For the way of the Lord is a way. Have mercy on wrong business. I choose the way. So have you seen the merchandise of Babylon? Money is just one. The merchandise of Babylon. Money is just one. There is one called wine. Inside there, merry, celebration, pleasure, entertainment. For the way of the Lord is the way of the Lord. Choose the way of the Lord. You know, somebody will say, "Pastor Elvis, your messages are becoming too hard." But this is the message that we lost as a church that made us lose the glory of God. That today even shrine thinks that is powerful than the church. And people have more trust in other gods than our Lord Jesus. Have you asked yourself why he separated himself that much? That today people living in church doubt testimonies because miracles are not real. We doubt prophecies because we feel prophecies are not real. And we have to do even movies to condemn prophecies and prophets because it has gotten to that point. It is when the voices refused to expose the merchandising system of Babylon until even the church fell victim. The Bible calls it the multitude of merchandise. So even Bible couldn't count his merchandise and businesses. The devil has done business. The Bible calls him multitude. Even with you, he has done a lot. With me, he has done a lot. But there should come a night we will stand and say, "Never again."
Never again. Never again.
Satan, I'm a pastor. Never again. Satan, I'm a student. Never again.
Never again.
Satan, I'm a parent. Never again.
Never again.
Satan, I'm somebody's boyfriend, but never again.
Never again.
I am somebody's girlfriend, but never again.
Never again.
Anything that looks like trading with the devil, never again.
Never again.
I am a secretary, but never again.
Never again.
I am a chorister, but never again.
Never again.
I am a musician, but never again.
Never again.
I am an actor.
Somebody
sent me one American actor who lost all his contract because on one set they said he should kiss a woman, and he said that his lips has been vowed to kiss only his wife, and from that time he said he didn't get a job again. I wish that I was standing before him to salute him. But there are so-called spiritual anointed actors who don't even mind to be in only pants on movie sets and later claim that it is profession. It is career. You are doing business. You are really doing business. But I want you to know it is not just a filming business. It is a Babylonian business. A well-claimed Christian. Fumbling women, breast kissing, whatever you have to kiss, in the name of it is the work ethics or work whatever. Sir, I want to tell you, you are doing business with somebody you don't know.
You are doing business with someone you don't know. Many of us are doing business with people you don't know. Hell has a very busy headquarters because of its multitude of merchandise. Do you know a discussion was done before the Last Supper? Judas and those he wanted to sell Jesus to. But can I tell you the people? They were the chief priest and the high priest. The top pastors of the time was the one he did discussions with. Then on the table, the Bible said Jesus gave him bread and Satan entered into him. That means that the discussion and the money that was involved was not the business of the pastors. It was the business of the devil. The moment Satan entered into him and he went to take the 30 pieces of silver, it was no more a business between men. It was a business of the devil. Sir, the fact that somebody is a senior man of God doesn't mean you can't have a Babylonian business with them. Very soon, election is coming, and there are many Christians who will fall into the merchandise of Babylon and later run back to church and say, Lord, forgive me. But right now, they can make the change. You can support whoever you want to support, but don't do business with the devil. In trying to support, there can be pure support, there can be holy support. I'm just telling you what you can do and regret later. There is business all over that is on the table of the devil. But who will tell the people of God? That is not every business you get involved in. If somebody had advised Judas, will Judas not tell them that 30 pieces of silver is at stake? But what he didn't know was that that currency was only a component of Babylonian merchandise. Satan himself was involved. There are some of you, somebody has called you to do something for him, and he has told you that a car is involved. Some of them have told you a house is involved. Some of them have told you a broad trip is involved. So today you are not even seeing that there is a dimension of the devil in this business. And you are going all out. Oh, child of God, the trumpet will sound. But I pray that it will not sound when you will be on the table doing business with the devil.
Amen.
Yet confessing to be a child of God. Judas was part of the disciples, but he still did business with the devil. Stop talking about Amanda Grace. Alexander the coppersmith was in the church still doing business with the devil. What are you talking about? I pray for you.
Jesus!
Your day of total deliverance has come.
Amen.
Listen to me. I'm not telling you to stop business. I'm telling you to do business God's way.
That's right.
I'm telling you to live life God's way.
That's right.
I'm telling you to allow the Holy Ghost to influence you.
That's right.
Evil has taken over the land. And I'm telling you the secrets by which evil, and this is one of the seed that inspired the ultimate evil that turned Lucifer into Satan. This is just one. Tomorrow I'll deal with beauty. And I'll deal with the third one. Wisdom. But only today, many of you can see where you did business wrongly. You did business wrongly. The day you stood in your mirror and saw the fashion, the glamour, the cloth, and you knew this is wrong, but another voice told you this is the trend, and you went ahead. That was the day you did business. The devil.
Amen.
Do you know that he said, I come quickly with my reward to give to every man according to his works. So it is in the last day you realize that the thing you called lifestyle was actually a business because it will attract reward. So there are many things you think it is your own decision, your own life, but Jesus will begin to reward you on them. That's why you know. So I was not living my life, I was serving a purpose. I was doing business with heaven and I didn't know. You see, even in the business of Jesus, he said, loss and gain. He said, we have left everything to follow you. What will we gain? But for Jesus, whatever you lost, he said, he will give you more. He will give you more. I'll do business with Jesus. I'll do business with Jesus. I'm talking to somebody who is confused right now. Do you know the signature of Satan is not on pen and paper? You can be doing business with him and you don't know. Have you ever watched movies and seen the cartels? People who sell drugs and the rest. Those who sell don't know the owner of the drugs. Most of you are in business with Babylon, but you don't know the owner of Babylon. So you right now you are even defending that woe unto those doing business with Babylon. But you don't know you're already in the business of Babylon. You don't know. Many people are in business with the devil and they don't even know. Because he's not the one that came. It was his agent that came. So you people are promoting something in your school, promoting something in your society, promoting something in the church, promoting something, you are heralding something. It is Sister So-so and so you know you are heralding with. But you don't know that she's a recruit and was sent to come and recruit you. So you are already in the business of Babylon and you don't know. That is why one day Jesus will say, depart from me, I don't know. He said, did I not prophesy in your name? That means that people will use the name of Jesus to do business for Babylon. Did I not prophesy in your name? Did I not cast out devils in your name? Did I not do many wonderful works in your name? He said, depart from me, worker of iniquity. So you will use the name of Jesus in iniquity. And you don't even know. And when we saw iniquity found in Lucifer, the first was multitude of merchandise. Woe unto you, the kind of business you are doing. In the name of I'm a Christian. In the name of Jesus. In the name of I'm holy. In the name of I'm in the church. Watch out. So there are many people who insult even this sermon I'm preaching now. But it is on the last day they will say, did I not? That means genuinely they didn't even know they were recruiting Babylon. They didn't know. But it is on that day Jesus will say, you were prophesying like other prophets. But I didn't know you. Do you know that at the point in time Saul was a prophet? He was also called a prophet. He was prophesying. But there was no spirit upon his head. The Bible says something in 2 Corinthians 11 about the ministers of righteousness. How that the devil can come as a white angel and appear as an angel. So are his ministers of righteousness. So there are preachers of righteousness that are not the recruits from the kingdom of light. They are recruits from Babylon. But their message is the message of heaven. He says, so are his ministers also ministers of righteousness. So Satan's ministers don't preach fornication. The recruit of Babylon stands for righteousness, but they don't do righteously. They stand for God, but they don't do God. They stand for heaven, but they don't do heavenly stuff. So if you follow their mouth, you will fall in their pit. Because what they do and what they say is totally different. I'm telling you. So the clue is there. Jesus told you, I'm sending you among wolves. Wolves in sheep clothing. No. I'm going to show you tomorrow the next iniquity. The next iniquity is called beauty. How Satan wastes much time in working on the brand of those he has recruited to do business. So that they appear attractive and beautiful for the involvement of others and the patronage of innocent souls. So the next iniquity is how he can package himself for one third of angels to believe that he can play the role of God in their lives. It's called the iniquity of beauty. Come for Sansan Zion. This week we are in for business. So that you will know not all greatest is God. Jesus said there are some who will come and claim that they are Christ. So even in Babylon has recruited Christ that is not the Christ. Babylon is like Cantamanto. You will find everything there. Whatever you need, there is somebody in Cantamanto that can find it for you. That is Babylon. Even if you want Christ, Babylon will produce Christ for you. If you want light, Babylon will give you light. So he calls another group of his people Illuminati. The people of light. That is the third iniquity. Your wisdom has corrupted you by reason of your brightness. By reason of your light. I have things to say. That is the third iniquity that inspired him to believe that he can sit on the throne of God. That's the third iniquity. Light. So the iniquity that makes people fall into the ultimate evil is the multitude of merchandise, what you do. The iniquity of perfection in beauty, how you look. Then the iniquity of the corruption of wisdom, what you know. Fascinating. What you do, how you look, what you know, beware. You see how yesterday, when we're about to begin, you two said it won't come. This week we have clicked the button. It's not about the system. It's about Babylon. Because it's, YouTube is not for a man. No. It's for systems. I pray for you.
Jesus.
And you are there. 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 The iniquity of beauty. So Jay-Z will say he is Jehovah. But you can't resist him. Because of the beauty of his brand. And you will know how you have been recruited and you didn't know. And you are there. And you are there. And you are there. And you are there. And you are there.
Jesus.
You are there. You are there. And you are there. today, it is determined what men must hear. And they are consulted in every matter because of the multitude of their merchandise. So people who have say and are known to be wise, that's the third iniquity, are people who have successfully fulfilled the first iniquity. So today, we get to see one Yamini ho. Then so about health na 78. About agriculture na 78. Will be starting with Microsoft and only determine health matters. What you say one day? Your Becca be a jitum say in answer. If you say he has succeeded in the first iniquity, multitude of merchandise. And you are there. And you are there. And you are there. And you are there. As far as the economy of heaven is concerned, prosperity is not wisdom, and poverty is not foolishness. It is Babylon that has made it that way. And you are there. And you are there. And you are there. My spirit has been taken somewhere. And Yaya, me cancel me. And Yaya, me cancel me. And you are there. 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 Listen, that is why in a gospel that teaches that without these three, you are not walking in the life of God, is a fake one. Where any sika di any Jesus na ane na. Say no man ina any for tomorrow. Teach you beauty. Beauty is not only physical appearance. Beauty is having all things that are accepted of men. Oh. Into where any a man for a dear friend beauty marriage beautiful. Harvard beautiful. Where to kwa kwa ba beautiful. Ufie were him beautiful. When you be there near, you are not part of the life of God. Once I'm Kasanswa and confusing the power, you have not gone deep with God. The wisdom that is corrupted is as a result of brightness. Oh, these are the three seeds of iniquity. Destroyed Lucifer, and these are the three that has corrupted the gospel and the kingdom of light. So today, people validate their calling by their merchandise with Babylon. Even Ghana, our gospel music in Ghana, akoye nyame frame na mi di hia ene mayeyi. Munyam na wahwe amekanse. It is na dear friend gospel music. And he said, "Wofa mi frate chim." Edi mesi mapombia. The gospel music video bia eye bra na odi hia a ene wakofroka. We are not what tapping into the system of beauty. The one video be changing the whole 20 times. At the end, you will not even see. You will see that lyrics is computing with Brandon. So you don't even know what he's trying to tell us about God in the music. Mami nyai na manu ankohame. I can serve God without glamour. I can be a recruit of the kingdom without glamour. Yes. Never rate my oil with dollar. Trumpets should sound, your church is not ready. Have mercy. Do you know that right now in any normal standard program, we adapt the second seed of iniquity than we adapt the waiting and consecration of prayer. Protocol is we use weeks to plan what to wear. And choir will use weeks to rehearse how to sing and not what to sing. One day you understand. They will never tarry in the presence of God for a new song and for the song God wants for the meeting. No, they already pick any song that goes, then they develop it into how they can entertain men with it. We are guilty of a system we came to meet that has been stronger than our mindset. It has been stronger than our convictions, and many have fallen into it. And there no be a programmer, meetings upon meetings, how we will meet the man of God coming, the number of cars that will go and meet him, the number of people that will go, when they are going to meet him, what they will wear. Aya Kavasaya. How cameramen should take the pictures so that you have to be because this is the largest meeting. We have Aya Kavasaya. You are a victim and you don't know. You are a victim of Babylon and you don't even know. Right now, have you ever seen any worship program that lighting is not factored in? As if there will be lights out in that place. And if you check the budget of lighting on the stage, it will shock you. So at the end of the day, we want it quick for the program to finish, so pictures will come out. For us to see how beautiful the stage was. I feel Beijing stage is who we are. Oh God is here. Where is he? When Solomon, when David was singing to cast devils, were they flashlights? I'm not saying these things are wrong, but it has captured our heart and is becoming an iniquity. It has captured our heart. Let's return back to where there is power. Let's return back to where there is God. When these three iniquities were found in him, he was cast out from the mountain of the Lord. How come you still have this and you claim you're on the mountain? You're a liar. You are somewhere claiming you're on the mountain. You're a liar. Anybody that allows these three seeds of iniquity must not dwell on the mountain of the Lord. Check your environment and see. It may look like the mountain of the Lord, but it is not, because Babylon also has a mountain. Babylon also has a mountain that looks like the mountain of the Lord. I'm a pastor. I need to revise my nose. You a singer, revise your nose. You a Christian leader, revise your nose. You a child of God, revise your nose. Where do I stand? Whose recruit do I find myself in? The parable of Jesus said that the children of the devil, will mingle with the children of God.
Hey, you may be a recruit and you don't know. Babylon is an open secret, yet many don't know. The code is out, yet many can't relate. Have you not realized that when people do weird stuff in us, a sector of the world is in giant Babylon? Babylon, yes. We tap into a secret system and relate it to weird stuff, and we don't even know the reality of the system.
Listen,
I'm going to show you something. That Babylon, the system is a hidden running system, but yet very known. Revelation 18 verse 20. Revelation 18 verse 20. My God, listen. Do you know that when finally Babylon is judged and destroyed after rapture, it is heaven and the holy apostles that will rejoice. Look at that. He said, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. That means that the greatest enemy and opposition to ministry will be the system of Babylon. Kai. Apostles, he said heaven, apostles and prophets will rejoice because God has avenged Babylon for them. That means that every pastor's headache will be as the system of Babylon, that his members can't let go. So the day that Babylon will be judged, it is apostles and prophets that will rejoice. Those who genuinely wanted the sheep sanctified, they will be the ones that will rejoice. Those who joined Babylon to do business on the members, they won't even know. They will be the one. So have you seen that in that chapter there will be two crying? The merchants of Babylon will cry, and the apostles and prophets of the Lord will rejoice. Because there will be some pastors who were part of the merchants of Babylon. So they will cry. But some holy apostles, that's why the Bible says holy. Holy apostles and prophets will be the one that will rejoice over the judgment of Babylon. There are apostles and there are holy apostles. There are prophets and there are holy prophets. The people who do not carry the burden of holiness don't even care about Babylon. This thing I'm preaching is for the burden of those who the cry of those who carry the burden of holiness, because the system of Babylon is the seeds of iniquity. Those who just enjoy church service don't care about this. Those who just enjoy 1,000 people came to church don't enjoy this. This is not their burden. What I'm preaching, they don't care. Even if they hear, they will switch it off. They are not interested. Those who want to be seen as the richest men of God don't care, but it is the holy apostles and the holy prophets that will rejoice that Babylon has gone down.
Hey, Babylon.
Kofinata.
Jesus.
I'm telling you a mystery. You know Babylon. It's just that you didn't research into it. Babylon things. It has been a known system. And the code is given to every generation, but the mystery of it is not given. That is why today God sent me to sit on this seat to give the mystery.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Give out the mystery of Babylon.
Thank you.
There is a holy pastor listening to me. He is rejoicing because his burden is holiness. And Babylon has been his greatest enemy, even in the church. So today he's rejoicing. There's a holy apostle listening to me rejoicing. That at last a voice has come to reveal the mystery of Babylon. But there is another whose motivation is the merchandise of Babylon. And he has already started insulting me. and you will pick a microphone by weekend and say, beware of that half hour, man. He will start to tell his members, beware of the half hour, man. But those who are holy in their calling will start to rejoice that Babylon has been exposed. Many of us don't know the extent of the business system of Babylon. When we began, I told you the components of the American life. Listen, at the latter part, the Bible gave more of it. We can read and continue. The verse 21, he said, a mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, that's with violence shall the great city of Babylon be thrown down.
Babylon.
No more. A day is coming. Listen, this is what will happen. A day is coming. Many things we are interested in will go so down, nobody will be interested in it. And we'll sit back and say, how did we allow this to distract our service to Christ? When finally it goes down, that will be our cry. We say, these were merchandise we could have lived without. But why did we sacrifice our holiness on the platform of the Babylonian system? This will be the cry of many believers. Look at that, the verse 22. The voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be no more heard at all in thee. That means that the mechanics of Babylon will control the music entertainment system. It's part of it. I didn't mention in the first one, but the latter part reveals it. It is part of the system. Look at that. A no craftsman, talking about artworks, of whatsoever craft he be, shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be no more at all in thee. The sound of a millstone. Factories. Factories. Will be no more in. He said, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. Events, lightnings, flashiness, the light of the candle, flashiness, glass and
kai.
Flashiness. The glass kind of system. And the voice of the bridegroom and the voice and the bride shall be heard no more at all. Indeed. I call it the power couples. Marriages that are set up to control system. He said those marriages will no more be heard. It make cut two stars be boom, and people are going gaga about them. He said, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. That means all these things that are mentioned were powered by power. It wasn't just presented. Business was not just presented. Anything that can sway Christians carry power. At the end, we will know that the secret of Babylon was sorcery. So what will let you wear their clothes to reveal yourself was sorcery. Something was done on whatever they presented. What will let you dance to their music when you don't even understand? And when it is praising the devil, it's sorcery behind it. He said, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Finally, their greatest work is to eliminate any voice that can counter what they represent. So many, the blood of many prophets will be on them. Because many prophets will rise and begin to show the people the way. And Babylon will do everything to eliminate such a prophet. Such sins will be cut off. But not us. For the Lord will have
Jesus.
C2, C2, cities. deceiver.
Jesus!
Babylon will go down in our time.
Amen!
The Lord will open the eyes of his saints.
Amen!
The Lord will open the eyes of the church.
Amen!
The mighty name of Jesus. Matokosaya.
Amen!
So have you seen the systems Babylon controls? And at the end, the signature that has sustained it for many years is sorcery, by which the whole world has been deceived. So you are into something that has power than you. Any tongues that still make you submit to pornography, you submitted to sorcery. It was higher than your tongues. It was higher than your tongues. You know, there's a scripture in the book of Timothy that he that will live holy and righteously in this present time shall face persecution. And you know, there are many of you who made a choice that you will not do business with the serpent, and you will not do business with the fallen one, and you have gone through battles. You chose not to sleep with any man, and you have gone through battles. You chose not to go the way of corruption, bribery, fraud, and you have fought poverty for many years of your life. Sir, you are not wrong. You are doing the right thing. It is only God that must come true for you.
Yes.
And tonight I pray,
Jesus,
for all the people who have chosen to do business with the Lord,
Jesus,
and have not compromised in their walk with Jesus,
Jesus,
even though they have received invitations from Babylon,
Jesus,
they have received invitations to come on the trading platform,
Jesus,
to trade their bodies and trade their souls and trade their time, trade their energies.
Jesus.
But Lord, they refuse it just to stand right with you.
Jesus.
Tonight is their night of great rewards.
Amen.
Tonight is their night of great rewards.
Amen.
Yes, some way, somehow, I don't know how they have been persecuted. I don't know how they are discouraged. I don't know how they have been fought, but I pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is the night of their mighty rewards.
Amen.
Let doors begin to open. Open for
Amen.
Them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let it begin to be said that holiness pays more than fornication. Let
Amen.
It begin to be said that standing upright with the Lord and being married to only Jesus and being subject to only Jesus is more rewarding than having any fellowship with darkness and
Amen.
The devil. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Save your people, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Begin to reward your people.
Amen.
Oh, I sense a strong anointing tonight.
Jesus, Jesus.
For many people, you can touch whatever means by which you are listening to me.
Jesus.
There are some of you is turning into deliverance.
Amen.
And there are some of you is turning into rewards.
Amen.
You have stood. You have stood.
Jesus.
All your friends went to the shrine to do
Jesus.
Business
Jesus.
Along the way with devils.
Jesus.
But you have stood with the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes,
oh,
yes,
may the Lord reward you tonight.
Amen.
May the Lord reward you tonight.
Amen.
May the Lord reward you tonight.
Amen.
Your friends were giving themselves
Jesus.
To men for money.
Jesus.
But you have stood.
Jesus.
May your reward come.
Amen.
To the shame of the fallen serpent.
Jesus.
May your reward come.
Amen.
May your reward come.
Amen.
And I pray for anybody under the power of darkness.
Jesus.
That you are not able to resist the tail of the serpent.
Jesus.
So you are giving Jesus his due and giving the devil his due.
Jesus.
And you don't know how to separate yourself.
Jesus. Jesus.
Today is the night of your deliverance.
Amen.
Be free now.
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 Amen.
And every battle you are facing. As a result of your business with Babylon,
Jesus.
Let it come to an end.
Amen.
You are anointed
Jesus.
To live holy
Amen.
Upon this earth.
Amen.
You are anointed and chosen by the Lord,
Jesus,
to win souls from darkness.
Amen.
And the souls of darkness will not win you from light.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, Lord, I ask you,
Jesus,
begin to give to your people,
Jesus,
what Babylon is offering.
Amen.
Begin to give a better version.
Amen.
Now spread forth your hands.
Jesus.
The miraculous door of different currencies,
Jesus,
are dropping into your life right now.
Amen.
I pray for you.
Jesus.
Everything Babylon have to offer,
Jesus,
may God give you a better version.
Amen.
May God give you a sanctified version.
Amen.
May God give you a sanctified version.
Amen.
May God give you a sanctified version.
Amen.
You will not do business,
amen,
again with the enemy, but you will have more than those who are doing business with him will have.
Amen.
For the Lord will be your great reward.
Amen.
You are the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
And may God give you himself as your reward.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody who went to do business because you were sick,
Jesus,
the Lord bring you instant healing right now.
Amen.
Anybody who went to do business because you needed money,
Jesus,
may the Lord give you more than you were looking for.
Amen.
Anyone who went to do business because you were looking for marriage, may the Lord give you a man you never dreamt of.
Amen.
May the Lord give you a woman you never dreamt of.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone who was looking for expansion or impact in ministry,
Amen,
that you went to do business with Babylon,
Amen,
I pray that as the Lord has delivered you,
Amen,
may the Lord show you that growth in ministries of him.
Amen.
May the Lord bring you a stream increase.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody that went to do business with Babylon because you needed protection,
Jesus,
may the blood of Jesus be your preservation.
Amen.
May the blood of Jesus be your preservation.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
From today,
Jesus,
I subscribe you,
Jesus,
to the business platform of heaven.
Amen.
And as Jesus could say that he's after his father's business,
Jesus,
you will also boldly say without guilt,
yes,
that you are after your Father in heaven's business.
Amen.
And you are cleansed,
Jesus,
from any Babylonian system.
Amen.
The hypnotizing power,
Jesus,
of the multitude of merchandise,
Jesus,
that has filled this earth,
Amen,
be broken over your life.
Amen.
Be free to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Be free to serve the Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Ajuman Elvis. For inquiries, send us a mail on pastorelvis@gracemountainministry.org. For questions relating to relationships and marriage, send us a mail on loveclinic@elvisajuman.org. You can also send your testimonies via testimonies@elvisajuman.org. For offerings, visit www.payalphar.org. For more information, make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. Remember, faith cometh from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Stay blessed.
Believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26767 6055, +233 26767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.